Hey, Jim.
Hey, Richard.
How you doing?
Good, although I got a passenger in a car right now. Give me a second. I'm going to try and figure out how to get this changed.
Thank you for calling in from the road. That's really tough.
Well, not really. We're coming back from a day of skiing up at Okemo. And
I got a friend with a house in Ludlow. And I got Andy.
Now I can do this.
Hey, Andy, how you doing?
Hi, Richard. Hi, how's it going?
We have a quorum.
Awesome.
All right. Let's call the meeting to order. It is 7:03. And I don't think we have any public comment. Jim, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
All right, good. All right. So have you guys had a chance to read the meeting minutes from submitted for September 21st, 2022?
Yep.
Yeah, I think I wrote them.
Looks good to me. Yeah, that looks good.
All right. Does everyone, I have motion that we accept the minutes from September 21st, 2022.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That's easy. We're going to keep a nice short meeting today. I don't feel that we've done a lot in 2022 as a committee, but we've hit roadblocks. So, So I have basically no correspondence. I did check with the Connecticut Green Bank because we're under the new program, the new utility program. They were going to do any solar map stuff, and they are running the solar map this year. So in theory, we could participate and go through this new utility program, which it's not bad. It's not good. It's just different from what has been going on in the years past. And I got the scoop on the Bolton Center School for nowhere on 5A ongoing business. So I spoke with Kristen Hecht, and the Bolton Center School is not going to be re-roofed this summer. It's going to be re-roofed at some point in the next 1 to 4 years. So we can't really put a solar array on a roof that's going to be re-roofed soon. So that one's out. And the carport at the high school appears to be too expensive. So I think that we're going to have to think seriously about doing something else, like energy efficiency, which is where the committee was 5 years ago before I became chairman. So.
Right. All right. Well, as far as the energy efficiency goes, I mean, I have the experience in the residential end, not much beyond that. And I'm ad-libbing, long day, but like on the municipal building ends, I know it would take like some like modeling software that I don't have. I'm not sure like the direction to go exactly with that, to be honest.
I think what we would want to do is sit down with somebody like Johnny B and ask him where he thinks we can, what we should do. Basically go to the town and ask the town what they think that they could use some, you know, backup on.
Right.
Because I'm sure that Johnny B knows where all the energy savings can be found, because he knows all the buildings and the ins and outs of everything.
Sure. And I mean, I'm sure there's some outlets I'm only really familiar with like the residential end and a very small amount, like how the commercial and industrial aspects work. I don't really know how, say, like municipal sites would fall into those, you know, because it's sort of like a bit of an outlier. Say, you know, like they've got efficient, you know, lighting or mechanical upgrades at a town, you know, facility. Like, I'm not really sure of the programmatic.
Once upon a time, the West Hartford.
CT, there's, like, as far as I know, there's nothing in Energize CT for that. But
once upon a time, West Hartford hired an auditor that came in, and he was looking specifically at the West Hartford Public Works Department. He went into their big building, and he found a light bulb here, a light bulb there. This can be automated. That should be on a timer. Basically, he cut their electric bill 15%. This was going back 2005, 2006, back when I was installing solar. And then West Hartford's like, wow, you know, we saved 15%. This is huge. What else can we do? And he said, well, you know, you pump a lot of water because apparently they fill a tank for the fire department or whatever they do. And he says, you got to do, you know, I'm done what I can do. And then another guy came in, and he came in with motors and controls. And he saved them another 15% from whatever they were. So they wound up cutting their electric bill down into somewhere in the high 70s of 70% of what it was. And that was, yeah, that's big, you know?
No, sure. I mean, that's one thing actually that popped in my head is pumps. But, you know, it's nothing that I deal with, you know, directly or have much knowledge about.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, so just find out what's needed, I guess.
Yeah, I think I jumped ahead of a little bit, but I think that we need a new focus. Because I am tired of trying to pursue the solar, you know, even when we had the 100 kilowatt carport, and it was like moving and moving and moving. We got so close, and yet the Green Bank said, "Yeah, we can't bid this. We're, you know, we'd have to give you a rate that's higher than your current electrical rate, and we can't make it work." But in retrospect, you know, you guys know about the rate increases that are coming at the end of this year, right? So Eversource is doubling its piece for power, and then the other piece is going up like 20%, and natural gas is going up like 30%, and that's going to effectively raise our residential rate to something like 31 cents or 32 cents. I think it's 32.04 or something odd like that, which is higher than what we pay in Puerto Rico. So we're paying like island rates for power in Connecticut all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see about a 40-something percent rise in the total electric rates that we're going to see. And that's not going to be fun at all.
Nope.
So we should probably warn the Board of Selectmen and the school board that there's going to be some big energy increases coming down the pike. So
it's
what I'm getting at is that we haven't talked to the Board of Selectmen in over what, a year and a half. So we need to write them another letter. So we should warn them about the rate increases. And talk to them about our ideas for car chargers, which we promised we would do and we haven't done it yet. And then talk to them about energy efficiency. And then put it all together in a one-page letter and maybe deliver it ourselves to the Board of Selectmen at some point in the near future. I see you thinking there, Andy. What's going on?
I don't know. I'm just thinking about the rate hikes and like compared to like, you know, the, you know, prior Green Bank deal, you know, like where it was, we're looking at a higher rate, you know, going through the Green Bank compared to current rates, but now we're going up by 40%. And it seems like,
had we done the carport last year, we would have been in good shape right now.
Right.
Especially if we did the 250. I forget. I think the 100K would have done maybe a quarter of the town's electric bill on the high school. The 250 would have done like 60% or something like that. I forget what the actual numbers are. But it was a good plan. It just couldn't get it. We couldn't get it to come together. So back to electric car. So let's move on a little bit to electric car chargers. What were our recommendations to the Board of Selectmen for the electric car chargers? Were what, level two chargers, right?
Has there been any discussion with them about the idea of having chargers and whether there's any interest from the Board of Selectmen for that?
No, I haven't talked to anybody since the last time we met in September, which honestly, I should just walk in and sit down with the acting town manager and say, hey, this is what we're thinking. You know, if I come in with like three items on the agenda, we'll actually talk about those three items. But I don't know. I don't feel the warm and fuzzies coming from the town administration anymore since Josh left. You know, we had a window of time where we could have gotten some serious things accomplished, but not so much. You know, I think the town's kind of gone back to its old ways. But I'm talking too much. I'll let you guys talk. So I don't know where the Board of Selectmen stands about anything at this point. Although they were positively disposed towards the carport and to cutting their electric bills with solar. However, I haven't spoken with anyone from the board. I haven't spoken with the Board of Selectmen in a year. We've been rather dormant in 2022. We should probably get moving again. So,
the big question about the electric car chargers for the town is, why would the town want an electric car charger like that? What would their incentive be? Why would they be interested in an electric car charger? Because what we'll do is, assuming there's some kind of an incentive program that goes on, I think the one that's in place right now ends at the end of this year. So it's only, we're not going to get into that. So if there's one next year that helps pay for the thing, so we get an electric car charger installed somewhere, and then Bolton starts paying the bill for any car charging that happens on that charger. Why would Bolton want to do that?
See, I don't think that's how it works. I think that the town is paid, that the electricity for the car charger is paid for out of Reggie money. I don't think the town has to hold that, has to carry that burden.
So you think there's some program in place where that the town gets reimbursed for that? Or are they, right. or they're not metered for it or something?
Yeah, it's being metered separately. Now, I tell you what I will do. I will call Connecticut Green Bank, and I will find out what is going on in 2023 with car chargers, with their programs. Because it's either going to be a Green Bank program or it's going to be an Eversource program. One or the other.
Yeah.
They usually have some overlap, but not much. So that's my first action. Call CT Green Bank about 2023 car chargers. My gut feeling is the Board of Selectmen hasn't thought at all about car chargers. It's just not on their radar screen. If we bring them something and say this is what's possible, then they might act.
Yes, I think we need to understand how that works a little better, because again, I'm putting myself in their shoes. I'm trying to figure out why they would want an electric car charger in Bolton.
Yeah, well, the solar was clear. We'll pay less. That's your
proposition. That makes complete sense. Yeah, that makes complete sense. That's I can see why they'd be after that. But as far as why they'd want to have a car charger, other than it makes Bolton by some amount, I don't know how significant it is, but makes Bolton attractive because it now has a car charger in town. Right. But I don't know how significant that is and how much Bolton even cares.
Yeah, this is a town of steady habits.
Yeah, so I'm gonna look into that. I'm gonna look into it as well. Again, I had some information. I looked into the one where they had that again was running for 2022, but I'm pretty sure it ends December of 2022. Let me go see what other incentive programs Connecticut has out there through whatever. And then also let me poke at this a little bit and find out how the electricity gets paid for and what kind of program there is to do that. Because yeah, we have to go with they're going to ask these questions, right? If we go to ask them, are you interested in the car truck? They're going to go, well, how much is it going to cost us and who pays for the electricity? And we need to have solid answers for that. So, yeah, let me look into that.
Thank you. I will put you down for that, Jim. Type and locations, we've gone over that in the past. I think we want what we've discussed in the past, somewhere where it's accessible, maybe for teachers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, it needs to be somewhere where people will already be parking their cars for a long period of time, because a level 2 charger takes a long time to be of value to an electric car charger or electric car owner.
Right.
The other thing I do plan to do, and it may not have anything to do with the Bolton Energy Committee or whatever, I plan to go talk to those guys at that new All Town Fresh place that got put in.
Yeah.
And ask them if they've thought about the idea of putting in a credit card, level 3 charger, which is the fast charger, which is a value to, people. Electric car owners would love one of those, to have one of those in Bolton.
I think that's a great idea, Jim.
So I'm going to go see if, because that place seems to be kind of a hip spot. they've got all this. It's pretty amazing. I haven't been in there yet, but it was in the paper and people are buzzing about it. It's like
almost too hip for Bolton.
It's got all this vegan food options and gluten-free options and stuff in the food. They make stuff fresh for you in there. It's, but anyway, I'm gonna chat with them and see if they've thought about putting a level 3 charger in there, because a level 3 charger would be an attractive thing. It would attract people to that place, because people with electric cars would go to that charger, plug in, and for the 20 minutes, 30 minutes that they're there, they then go inside the store and buy something.
I think it's a great idea, actually. That's a very good idea. And they're right off of 384. And Route 6.
Yeah. It would.
Jim, did we lose you?
Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, if you guys can still hear me, I can't hear you. We're on the highway, so I'm just going to be quiet for a little bit and see if we get our signal back.
Okay. We can hear you, but we can't hear us. So, all right. So I'd like to warn the town about the rate increase. And we need 4 meeting dates for 2023. I think I put that in my email. So we can email about that. And then I guess we could call a special meeting in January or whatever and vote on them. Because I don't have any meeting dates set aside. I've had a rough week. And the last thing on our agenda for this special meeting is the report. We have to do a annual report for the town annual report. And I've already started editing it a little bit. So I'm going to make some edits and then circulate it around. I think we lost Jim.
Okay.
And we'll finish up by email.
It sounds good to me. Yeah.
All right. I think my house is falling apart. Those are my my wife and my kids running past my office. Hey, we got Jim back. So Jim. We lost Jim. All right, let's adjourn.
Okay.
7:22. All in motion. All in favor of adjourning.
Second.
Yeah.
Aye. Aye. Yeah. Sorry, I'm back. We're breaking up bad because we're in the middle.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I'm really happy you called in from the car because you know how hard it is to schedule these meetings. Now we've got another meeting under our belt, and that takes care of our fourth quarter meeting. So we're going to finish up by email, Jim, and okay, we're going to get four scheduled meeting dates proposed for 2023. And okay. I'll call a special meeting in January, and we'll vote on those meeting dates. And I'm going to make some edits to the annual report, and I'll send it around for comment. And then I'll put some words together for a letter to the Board of Selectmen and send it around for comment. And that's all we got.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, thank you guys.
Okay.
Good night, all.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye.